Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Zayin Amud Aleph, on the last line on Zayin Amud Aleph, Gufa. So says the Gemara, Gufa, we had mentioned before, that Amar Rabba said, that Sikech Algabe Mavu Ishiyesh Lechi Ksheira, that if a person puts Schach on top of a Mavi Mafulush, that has a Lechi, so it's kosher, because Migu, that's considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachal in Shabbos, so it's also considered a Sukkah. Va'amar Rabba, Rabba said a different halacha as well, that Sikech Algabe Pasi Birois Ksheira, that also if a person puts Schach on top of Pasi Birois, the picture that Rashi draws on the top of the Amud, four of these double posts, that go in Amma in each direction. So Chazal said that that's considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. They were matter this. La'ayli regalim. So Migud, and on Shabbos, it's considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So it's also considered a Sukkah when it comes to, on Sukkahs which falls on Shabbos. Now says the Gemara of Tzricha that we need all the different members of Rabba. Diashmin and Mavoy. If Rabba would have just told us by a Mavoy that it's kosher, by Mavoy Mafulosh, Misham Dikashtay Defanis Mali Asa, because at least over there you have the Milo, then you have two full walls. Avogabi Pasi Birai. But when it comes to Pasi Birois, where you don't have any full walls, so maybe you can't be matter such a thing for Sukkahs. The Pasi Birois, and if Rab would have told us the head to write Pasi Birois, I would have said, because you have the Maila in the fact that even though none of them are complete walls, but you have a shame of four walls. But if you put on top of a Mavi Mafulash where you only have those two walls, so maybe not. And if Rab would have just told us these two dinim, I would have said mechamir to lekilta, that we could only say that migu, that something's considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid on Shabbos, so it's also considered a sukkah when it comes to sukkahs. But if when it comes to something kal, to something chamer, that's something which is considered kosher and in sukkahs, to consider that a Rosh Hashanah Yachid and in Shabbos, say imaloi, I would have said that that doesn't work. So tzricha, therefore I needed Rabba to tell us that no, we even go mikilta lechamirta, and therefore let's say on Shabbos you can even have Shtayim Kol Chasan Ushlishes Afilu Tefach, and that on Shabbos is going to be considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. We also mentioned that you could have, you don't need to have Oimim Merubah Al Haparetz, that things which are considered a Sukkah when it comes to Sukkahs, Migu, that it's a Sukkah on Sukkahs, it's also considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid when it comes to Shabbos. We mentioned in the Mishnah of Ishachamasam Ruba Mitzilasa Psula that if there's more sun than shade, so then the Sukkah is possible. So Tanur Rabbanam, we learned in the Braisa, Chamasam Machmasikuch V'loi Machmas Tefanes. It's only a problem if the sun is coming through the Schach, through holes in the Schach. It's not a problem if sun is coming in through the sides of the Sukkah, through the walls. However, Rabbi Yoshi Aymer, Af Machmas Tefanes. And note, there's even a Psul of Chama when it comes from the sides. Am Rabbi Yemer Bershalmiya, Mishmei Da'abaye, my time with Rabbi Yoshi, what's Rabbi Yoshi's reason that there's a Psul even if it comes from the sides, because the pasuk says v'sa kaisa al aron as a pareiches. It describes putting up the pareiches as v'sa kaisa. Now pareiches mechitza. The pareiches was a mechitza. It separated the kodesh from the kodesh hakodashim. The kakariya rechman neschacha. The Torah calls it schach. Alma mechitza keschach binan. It must be the teacher says halacha that the mechitza needs to be like schach and needs to provide shade. However, Rabbanan ahu the nechav peyported the mechzi keschach. Kischach. The Rabbanan said that no, the pasuk is coming to tell us just that when you put up the pareches, so you should bend it over a little bit towards the aron, and in that way it's like schach. It looks like schach. Amr Abaye said that Rabbi Yoshev, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shami, Rabbi Eliezer, Vacherim, all these different Tanayim, Kulu Sfir Luhu, that Sukkah Diras Keva Beinan. They all hold that the Sukkah needs to be Keva. They have different ways that they show that, but they all hold the same Yisoid. Rabbi holds that the Sukkah is Keva, the Tani learned in Avraiso, that Rabbi Oimer, called Sukkah She'imba Arba Amis Al Arba Defani, Al Arba Amis Psula, a Sukkah needs to be 4x4 Amis. Why so large? It must be because he holds Diras Keva Beinan. Rabbi Yoshia Hada Amran, is what we said before, that he holds that even from the walls you need to have shade. So it must be because he holds that Sukkah needs to be Keva. Rabbi Yehuda did not in Sukkah Shil Gavayla Maila Measim Am Psula Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. So Rabbi Yehuda was Machshir a Sukkah which is taller than 20 Amos. So it must be he holds Sukkah Diras Keva Binan. Reb Shimon Netanya Shtaim Kilchasan Ushlish Safilu Tefach. Reb Shimon Aimer Shloisha Kilchasan Va'arba Filu Tefach. So Reb Shimon holds that the Sukkah needs to have four walls, the fourth being just the Tefach, but it needs to have four walls. It must be he holds that Sukkah Diras Keva Binan. Rabbi Gamliel, the Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Isisu Kosei, Breisha Agolo, Breisha Sfina, Rabbi Gamliel, Paisel, Rabbi Kiva Machshir. Rabbi Gamliel passed the Sukkah that's on top of a wagon or a boat. Must be because he held that the Sukkah needs to be permanent, it needs to be a Diras Keva. Beis Shammai did none. Beis Shammai holds that a sukkah needs to be kaveh, like we learned in a Mishnah, that Mishai Reishav Rubei Besukkah V'Shochanu B'Seich Habayis, his table is inside the house, not inside the sukkah. Beis Shammai Paislun B'Seich Machshirim. Beis Shammai said that such a sukkah is possible if it can't fit the table, or if a person chooses to sit without the table in the sukkah. And Beis Shammai said it's kosher. Why does Beis Shammai hold it's possible? It must be because he holds that the sukkah needs to be kaveh, so the table needs to be inside the sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer did not. Rabbi Eliezer holds it's kaveh, like we learned in the Mishnah, if you make a tipi sukkah, or you lean a schach against the wall, so in both these cases there's no roof, so Rabbi Eliezer said it's possible because there's no roof, so now why does Rabbi Eliezer need a wall, need a roof? It must be because he holds that the sukkah needs to be kaveh. And then lastly, Acherim hold that the sukkah needs to be kaveh, the tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Acherim Aimrim sukkah asuya kesheivach psula, that a sukkah that's round like a coop, so it's possible, because it doesn't have corners, and something, a permanent structure generally has corners, so therefore a round sukkah, which is very not kevah, it's very not kevah, it's very aradik, because there's no, because there's no corners, so therefore he held it was possible. So you see that the Acherim holds also that the sukkah needs to be kevah. So that's what Abayi meant when he said that all these different tanayim hold that the sukkah needs to be kevah.